In Sutra of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha says, you should know sufferings. I think it's important there's an S on the end. You should know sufferings. So that's the answer to the first question. We should consider what we should know. What we should know. We should know sufferings. We should know sufferings. In this, Buddha is advising us, we should know the unbearable sufferings that we will experience in our countless future lives. Because if we know this, we will develop renunciation, the wish to be permanently free from these sufferings. So it's a dependent relationship. If we have this special knowledge coming from Buddha, whose only aim is to help us, if we have this knowledge, knowing what's coming for us, a new wish will arise. So Buddha's telling us, unbearable suffering is coming. Unbearable sufferings of your countless future lives will come, is coming. If we know that with certainty, that that's what's ahead, a wish will arise in our heart to cause this suffering to cease, to avoid this suffering that's coming, to protect ourselves from what's coming. This wish to permanently liberate ourselves from these sufferings that will come is renunciation. So here's a misunderstanding we can have. In general, everyone who has physical or mental pain thinks, I know my own suffering. I understand my own suffering. I know suffering. But when Buddha says you should know sufferings, he means you should know the sufferings of future lives. So this is important to understand. An animal, for example, can't generate this mind because we need virtuous intelligence to understand the existence of future lives. And because they are controlled by delusion, they are the nature of suffering. You should know sufferings. He means you should know the sufferings of our future lives. So again, Geshe-la makes the same point. Through knowing these, so please, can we all understand this in our own mind? Through knowing these, the unbearable sufferings of future lives that will come, through knowing these, we will develop the wish. We will develop a strong wish to liberate ourselves from them. So if we don't know these, the sufferings of our countless future lives, no wish will come. So this is why we're appreciating our Guru's kindness, explaining to us our real situation. Suffering is coming. This life, next life, next life, next life, without end. And the amazing thing is that in this very life, with the life we have now, precious human life, we can cut the continuum of suffering forever. This practical advice is so important for everybody. You know, often we say, everyone needs Dharma. Everybody will experience unbearable suffering of countless future lives. Therefore, everybody needs to know about that because they don't know, in order to develop the wish to liberate themselves from this suffering. This practical advice is important for everybody, because if we have the wish to liberate ourselves from the sufferings of future lives, we will definitely use this human life for the freedom and happiness of our countless future lives. There is no greater meaning than this. So there's going to be a big change with this mind, with this wish, in using how we're using the opportunity we have now, our precious human life. So Geshe is saying, if you have this knowledge, if you know these sufferings, the sufferings of future lives, we will wish to liberate ourselves from them, and therefore we will use our human life, our precious human life, for this aim. That means our life will become a genuine spiritual life. With our family, with our busy professional life, we will be living a spiritual life because of this dependent relationship, from the knowledge of the sufferings of countless future lives comes the wish to liberate ourselves from them, renunciation.